This is Korea 360 on Money FM 89.3, your 360 look at your career, the manpower and labour landscape here in Singapore, and lifelong learning as well. Now, the first industry transformation map showcase of workers in transformed jobs was organised by the NTUC and the National Environment Agency recently. Its focus was on jobs in environmental services and how they'd been transformed, as well as early successes of company transformations. 12 companies participated in the Green Jobs Symposium because they'd achieved higher value-added jobs for their workers through upskilling and technology adoption. One such company is C&W Services Singapore in their innovative applications in facilities management. Joining us today is Jun Sochi, Managing Director at C&W Services. Jun, thanks so much. Hello.
Yeah, thank you.
So tell us of the innovative devices or practices you've adopted over there.
Sure. I mean, I think in terms of our day-to-day practical delivery of services, we've deployed things like drones to inspect roof gutters and roofs, encroachment and so on, just get a sky view.
How fun. Yeah. Makes one feel like a kid again, right? I'm sure, with the controlling of a drone over rooftops, etc.
No, exactly. But also, I think it actually has some practical sort of benefits, which are things like, getting up on, and checking and inspecting and cleaning gutters and roofs is
That's
a high
dangerous,
risk. High risk,
of course.
Yes, exactly. Work at height. So what the drone helps us do is one, inspect it. And then really pinpoint where we need to actually, raise the scaffolding and clean. Other things we've done is instrumentation on building systems, really to sort of monitor the performance of building systems. I mean, it's a little technical, but, in terms of, how efficient is a chiller running in terms of the amount of energy put into it versus how much chilled water comes out of it. Smart controls, but more smart monitoring. So therefore, let's say you start seeing a degradation in performance, that'll alert an engineer to say, okay, we need to adjust our maintenance, and so on and so forth. So you're addressing things before they become a real big problem. So that creates some value and benefit for the customer. But also, I think it prioritizes our engineers' time.
Prevention better than cure, I suppose.
Yeah, no, exactly, exactly.
Try not to fix it when it's broke already.
And I think what it does is then it frees up the engineers to really focus on more analyzing data, rather than kind of being in the field and sort of, wasting time filling up paperwork and trying to, or get data sort of after the fact. So we're getting real-time data. So, yeah.
What sort of response are you getting from your employees about all of this? I was about to ask, this frees mm-hmm. them up to do what? Twiddle their thumbs. But I'm sure there's been great feedback coming from them about how these devices or these practices have helped them.
Sure. No, absolutely. I think, like you said, like the drone, that that does put an element of fun, actually, kind of little, I feel like they're doing some game, playing a game. But no, but it has a serious aspect to it. It frees them up from doing some of that manual work and becoming more productive, And I think in our industry, all these things about technology and new applications is really around creating efficiency, productivity, but also, like you said, preventive maintenance and so on. Because I think that's the way the industry is headed. And I think for people, technicians, engineers, and so on and so forth, it's a really exciting time, I think. Going from, if you kind of talk to the man on the street about facility management, their eyes will glaze over. They're thinking cleaning, security, my air conditioning, hot and cold. And we're in an industry where, no news is good news, unfortunately, which meaning the only time you think about it is if the elevator's not working or it's too cold. But I think what this technology does is it becomes an industry where you actually now need to apply some good thinking, some use of technology but it's just that the technology, it's the really looking and analyzing the data that's coming from that technology and then applying their experience to how they should address that problem.
It's an unfortunate position you're in. Facilities management isn't something people are appreciative of until something breaks down. And then they realize, oh, I missed the lift, etc. At one point, it was C&W's light bulb moment to have to embrace innovation and technology and change.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it was any one light bulb moment. I think in general, there's
it's
several
just how things are going.
I think that's how the market is evolving. And I think I tell my staff and the people join us that, because once a month we do an induction of new employees, and they come from all different levels, all different backgrounds. And I tell all of them, this is really an exciting time to be in our industry because, one, our customers are asking for this. I think the people that are coming up and coming and young and joining us are looking for the application of technology because they're pretty technology savvy. But also, I think the government has created this environment to really support that, especially with this transformation map, you know, announced by the second minister of national development, Desmond Lee. I think that's very significant for our industry.
Not much is said about green jobs in environmental services, facilities management. Mm-hmm. How is C&W handling manpower challenges? Don't seem to be if you're inducting new employees every month.
No, I think it's a challenge. I think, I think all of the players in this market are facing the same challenge. And so, really, the challenge becomes how do we retain the people we have, and then create sort of new opportunities for them to stay interested, upskilling, and then sort of also sort of have a fulfilling career, you know, to try different things.
Speaking of which, what about a career in the sector is fulfilling and rewarding for you, June?
For me, you know, I think it's every day I come to work, no day is the same. I like variety. So if you want to join our industry, there's a lot of it. But it's also it's about problem solving as well. I enjoy sort of, I have the satisfaction if I've solved something, especially if it's for a customer. I think that's very fulfilling. So I think it's also very people-oriented as well, despite all this
technology.
Not
as much as people would think it is,
but
it actually is still about people.
It's very much about people, you know, and I think that's the beauty of this transformation map because it really addresses all three components when you look at it very carefully. It talks about the technology piece, right? There's the process piece, which I think the government is setting up an environment ecosystem to encourage the use of FM technology through guidelines and so on. And then you have the people piece. You know, which is labor. I think it's also educational institutions. I think it's upskill programs. So I think in all of that, it's a very dynamic, you know, place to be working now.
What are some of the other misconceptions you've encountered over time of people working in facilities management or what people have of mm-hmm. people working in facilities management?
Yes, I think, people on the outside may look at it and say, you know, just think about cleaners. They might just think of security staff. I think it's much more than that. Also, I think it's misconception that it's just a, you know, sort of a servant type, you know, kind of industry, which is absolutely not. I think it's very much – it is about service, but I think with smart FM and smart buildings, it's now also about sort of analysis and so on and so forth. And I think it's just being technology savvy, being innovative, thinking outside the box. So I think it is thankless at times, but I think, you know, when you do solve a problem, come up with an innovative solution, I think it's incredibly fulfilling.
What's C&W doing, though, to reach out to more workers to consider a career in environmental services, facilities management?
Sure.
Keeping yourself top of mind, reaching out to the young'uns, so to speak.
Yeah, no, and it's very much part of our recruitment strategy is that really one of the key things is attracting young people into our industry to start with, right? So we have a memorandum of understanding with ITE College West, where we have our experienced professionals actually supporting some of the lecturers in teaching some topics around FM and in the real application of FM. Also, every year we intake a handful of new graduates, and then we actually place them into parts of our business and rotate them around and give them real life problems to work on. And they're guided by
sort of an internship?
It's more than an internship, actually, because they've been hired to be full-time with us. But it's a way for them, because in understanding that they're coming from an academic background.
Sort of a more comprehensive on-the-job training
program. On-the-job,
exactly.
Okay. And then sort of real-life application of what they learned in school. But in a safe environment where they can make mistakes, they can ask questions. And so we put management around them. And at the end of a, let's say, three-month process, they'll actually present to the management committee and they have an opportunity. I enjoy actually sitting through those because the energy they bring, the perspective, I think is very healthy.
They don't get to play with the drones just yet, though, right?
No, not yet. Not yet.
CNWServices.sg is where you can find them. June Sochi is Managing Director of CNW Services Singapore. Thanks so much, June, for joining us today.
No, thank you.